This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, while we're talking China, the country is about to make its biggest ever bank acquisition abroad. That's according to the Financial Times, which says this morning that China could spend as much as $15 billion buying a bank in Europe. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London with more on this. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So this would be the biggest bank acquisition abroad, says the Financial Times. How invested are the Chinese in foreign banks?
Well, their biggest banking acquisition to date is a 20% stake of South Africa's Standard Bank. Here in Europe, and this is where they're looking for a bank, they've been more interested in other sectors to date. I mean, they bought a Norwegian high-tech manufacturer for $2 billion. They bought 7% of the French tourism company Club Med, 75% of a luxury Italian yacht maker, and they leased a major chunk of the Port of Piraeus in Athens. This is not so far huge, but this Chinese investment in Europe is gathering pace and at a faster rate than in the US. There's one estimate that by the year 2020, Chinese companies could own $500 trillion worth of European assets.
Now, here in the U.S., of course, there are sometimes some concerns, a little bit of anxiety about big Chinese purchases of U.S. firms. How do these things go over in Europe?
Well, there is some anxiety in some quarters here, but generally, according to Daniel Gross of the Center for European Policy Studies, there's less anxiety here than in the U.S.
In Europe, there's much less concern about strategic and military issues. And therefore, overall, there's a very welcome for Chinese foreign direct investment. A little bit wary, but a welcome nevertheless.
But for a really wholehearted, unwary welcome, the Chinese can always look at the UK. The UK, Jeremy, as you know, will sell anything to anybody. It's one of the most open economies in the world. They welcome the Chinese telecom manufacturer Huawei with open arms, while there's been a lot of disquiet in the US about cyber espionage on that score. The UK does have some large banks for sale, too. The government has bailed out two of them, RBS and Lloyds, and would no doubt like to be shot of them, but the Chinese might be a bit wary of the UK. China bought a big chunk of Barclays, and they're still nursing a large paper loss on that deal.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jeremy.